Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the House of Representatives call. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Tonight, we're going to change up the teaching order a little bit and start with the Proclamation of Claim and Interest, starting on page 6 at the last whereas, and then we'll be finishing that. And the reason why we're doing that is because Dr. Mosley had a scheduling conflict and will not be on our call tonight. However, we have a recording of his teaching on the law of truth, teaching on kingdom law versus the world's legal traditions of men, and we could do that as well. Before we get started with roll call and swearing, affirming in new representatives and the teaching, would someone like to open us up in prayer? Okay, I could do that. Father Yahweh, thank you for pouring out many more blessings that we can count. Do so much in reversing the planned destruction of this nation by those who think that they themselves are gods, small g. It is clear to us that simple-minded symbolism and arrogance will be your downfall when compared to the Most High God. So, Father, you know what goes on in every heart and mind that has been and is now on this earth. Help us to know what we will soon be called to do, that we may be ready in a moment's notice. We pray for strength, perseverance, valor, good health, and spiritual discernment for the upcoming conflicts, as well as a spotless suit of gospel armor shining as bright as the sun to adorn in battle. Together, let's turn this time of right is wrong and wrong is right into the time when truth passes all understanding in our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, Father, give us necessary provisions for the near future and restitution for the damages done to us by deception, clear back to 1860. Free your political prisoners by the name of Jesus, that your body of believers can become whole once again. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. God save the children, God save the Republic, and God save America, Canada, and the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, and the land you gave them, Father. In Yeshua's name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
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 All right. So we have, I believe we have Brenda Neville on. Brenda, are you here? All right. I know Tamara's here. Tamara, you're here, aren't you? Tamara Pritzer?
Yes.
Or Pritzer?
Yes, I'm here.
Got to change that on this too. Great. Representative Schmidt, are you ready to swear in Tamara Pritzer from Idaho?
Yes, I'm ready.
Very good. And I just wanted to let everybody know that this is a short oath. It's the representative's oath that we found in the 1859 rule book for the House of Representatives. And the Constitution, of course, we're swearing to or affirming to is the 1787 Constitution. It was ratified in 1789, and along with the first 10 amendments ratified in 1791. And so with that said, Representative Pritzer, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a mom of seven. That's my biggest accomplishment, I think, is homeschooling seven kids. But I live in Idaho right now. Been here almost 8 years. And just love freedom. Three of my kids served in the military. One still does. And at this moment, I work at a health food store. So I love health freedom, too.
Very good. Thank you so much for telling us about yourself. Do any of the representatives have any questions for Representative Pritzer? All right. Hearing none, Representative Schmidt, will you please swear for him in Representative Pritzer from Idaho?
Okay. Which do you prefer, swear or affirm?
Affirm.
Okay. We'll start. I, and then state your name.
I, Tamara Pitzer,
do solemnly affirm,
do solemnly affirm,
that I will support,
that I will support,
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations. Welcome to the House of Representatives.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Representative Pitzer.
Congratulations.
All right. One more time is Brenda Neville from Oklahoma present. All right. Maybe we'll get her next time. All right. I'm going to take roll call here now. Representative David Schmidt, are you present?
Representative David Schmidt from the frozen tundra of Wisconsin Free State is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Robin Cox, are you present?
Yes, Representative Robin Cox from Free State, North Dakota is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative James Blanton, are you present? He told me he had communication issues, so I don't think he's going to be on tonight. Of course, Representative Mark Binder is present from the Free State of Iowa. Representative Doug Reed, are you present? He's going to try to get on. I talked to him just today. Okay, we'll come back later. Representative Ethan Jordan, are you present?
Representative Ethan Jordan from the Free State of Louisiana here.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rebecca Sawall, are you present?
Representative Rebecca Sawall from the Free State of North Carolina, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Denise Marshall, are you present?
Representative Denise Marshall, Michigan Free State, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Ronald Hatcher, are you present?
Representative Ronald Hatcher from the Free State of Georgia is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Arnold Leith, are you present?
Representative Arnold Leite from the Free State of South Dakota, present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Kathleen Jones, are you present? Representative Michelle Holliday, are you present? Representative Sandra Trio, are you present? Representative Eloise Alsup, are you present?
I'm present. Representative Alsup from the Free State of Arkansas is here.
Thank you, ma'am. Richard Aitken. Representative Richard Aitken,
present? Yeah, Representative Richard Aitken from Free State of Ohio is present.
Thank you, sir. Representative Rosa Rosullo, are you present?
Representative Rosa Rosullo from the Free State of Maryland, present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Laura Higgs, are you present?
Representative Laura Higgs from the Free State of Missouri is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Jerry McCartney, are you present? Okay. Representative Scott Knowlton, are you present?
Representative Scott Knowlton from the Free State of Massachusetts is here.
Thank you, sir. Representative Shannon Strong, are you present?
Representative Shannon Strong of Connecticut Free State is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Ann Costello, are you present?
Representative Ann Costello from the Free State of Arizona is present.
Thank you, ma'am. Representative Elizabeth Gonzalez, are you present? Representative Brendan Neville, are you present? And Representative Tamara Pitzer, are you present, ma'am?
Yes, Tamara Pitzer of the Free State of Idaho is present.
Thank you, ma'am. So it looks like we have 15 representatives representing 15 states tonight. I'll double check that in a minute. So, Good to have you all here. Hope you're all doing well for the first representative call for the year. Next, we have a little 4 pages left to finish out on the proclamation of claim and interest. Of course, that doesn't include the definitions page. And at the end, there's also testimony from President Geiger on the delivery of the documents as well. So we're going to play that to its entirety. And if you want to follow along, we're starting on page 6 at the last whereas on that page. And please mute yourself. And here we go.
And whereas the following articles of the Jay Treaty are still in effect and define misdeeds, dishonor, and violations committed by the United States Municipal Corporation, agents, employees, actors with England titles of nobility, in violation and trespass of original, quote, Article the 13th, end quote, ratified circa 1819, which others mislabel as the missing, quote, 13th Amendment, end quote, did unlawfully set aside the original, quote, Article the 13th, end quote, by an act of fraud upon the American people. And A, by the Jay Treaty, 19 November 1794, circa 2012, quote, Article 28. It is agreed that the first 10 articles of this treaty shall be permanent and that the subsequent articles, except the 12th, shall be limited in their duration to 12 years, to be computed from the day on which the ratifications of this treaty shall be exchanged, but subject to this condition that whereas the said 12th article will expire by the limitation therein contained at the end of 2 years from the signing of the preliminary or other articles of peace, end quote. And B, by the Jay Treaty, 19 November 1794, circa 2012, quote, Article 1. There shall be a firm, inviolable, and universal peace, and a true and sincere friendship between His Britannic Majesty, his heirs and successors, and the United States of America, and between their respective countries, territories, cities, towns, and people of every degree, without exception of persons or places, end quote. And C, by the Jay Treaty, 19 November, 1794, circa 2012, quote, Article 2. They shall be at full liberty to remain there, or to remove with all or any part of their effects, and it shall also be free to them to sell their lands, houses, or effects, or to retain the property thereof, at their discretion. Such of them as shall continue to reside within the said boundary lines shall not be compelled to become citizens of the United States or to take any oath of allegiance to the government thereof, but they shall be at full liberty so to do, if they think proper, and they shall make and declare their election within 1 year after the evacuation aforesaid. And all persons who shall continue thereafter the expiration of the said year without having declared their intention of remaining subjects of His Britannic Majesty, shall be considered as having elected to become citizens of the United States, end quote. And D, by the Jay Treaty, 19 November 1794, circa 2012, quote, Article 9. It is agreed that British subjects who now hold lands in the territories of the United States and American citizens who now hold lands in the dominions of His Majesty, shall continue to hold them according to the nature and tenure of their respective estates and titles therein, and may grant, sell, or devise the same to whom they please, in like manner as if they were natives, and that neither they nor their heirs or assigns shall, so far as may respect the said lands, be in the legal remedies incident thereto, be regarded as aliens. End quote. And E, by the Jay Treaty, 19 November 1794, circa 2012, quote, Article 10. Neither the debts due from individuals from one nation to individuals of the other, nor shares nor monies, which they may have in the public funds or in the public or private banks, shall ever, in any event of war or national differences, be sequestered or confiscated, it being unjust and impolitic that debts and engagements contracted and made by individuals having confidence in each other and in their respective governments should ever be destroyed or impaired by national authority on account of national differences and discontents, end quote. And whereas, we the people stand in agreement with the document commonly referred to as the Atlantic Charter, Exhibit 5, circa 1941, stating in part, quote, they, parentheses, United States of America and Great Britain, close parentheses, respect the right of all people to choose the form of government under which they will live, and they wish to see sovereign rights and self-government restored, end quote. And whereas, we the people are determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which has brought untold sorrow to mankind, we uphold the almighty creator-given, unalienable human rights, dignity, and worth of mankind. We establish justice and promote the general welfare of all mankind to effect safety and happiness in order to let freedom ring. And towards these ends, we continue to practice tolerance and live together in peace with one another as good neighbors, uniting our strength to maintain international peace and security. We the people desire friendly relations with all the peoples around the world. Accordingly, our respective governments, through representatives assembled on the Republic for the United States of America, who have exhibited their full powers, found to be in good and due form, have established an internationally recognized de jure government known as the Republic for the United States of America, a republican form of government. And among the purposes of the Republic for the United States of America are to maintain domestic and international peace and security, and to that end, to take effective collective measures for the prevention and removal of threats to the peace and for the suppression of acts of aggression or other breaches of the peace, and to bring about peaceful means and in conformity with the principles of justice and international law, adjustment or settlement of international disputes or situations which might lead to a breach of the peace, and B, to develop friendly relations and establish principles of honesty and integrity in commerce among nations, based on respect for the principle of equal rights and self-determination of all peoples. And C, to cooperate in solving international problems of an economic, social, cultural, or humanitarian nature, promote and encourage respect for the Almighty Creator's given rights and fundamental freedoms for all, without distinction as to race, sex, language, or religion. And whereas, we the people favor forgiveness above justice, and favor safe harbor over harm for those who repent and sin no more. And whereas, quote, it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, end quote. George Washington. Now therefore, we the people herewith give notice that, quote, an act to provide governance for District of Columbia, end quote, Exhibit 4, dated February 21, 1871, and any related enabling acts are currently before the Republic for the United States of America Congress for repeal. And we the people do hereby claim, accept, adopt, and assert jurisdiction and dominion over all, parentheses, all is defined to mean what it says, all, without prevarication or exclusion, close parentheses, things within our national republic borders, including, but not limited to, the following, all fully or partially publicly funded lands, properties, waterways, rivers, lakes, creeks, streams, mountains, hills, valleys, forests, plateaus, caves, deserts, all natural resources, including but not limited to all assays, minerals, timber, oil, coal, all deposits of any kind, rocks, gravel, sand, water sources above or below ground, flora, fauna, all seeds of any kind, all DNA and DNA records, clones of any kind, non-human and semi-human species, all infrastructure, including but not limited to all fully or partially publicly funded post offices, U.S. Postal Service in its entirety, parentheses, USPS, close parentheses, airports, roads, highways, interstate highways, bridges, seaports, railways, including all related machinery, equipment and supplies, tunnels, all airspace above our borders to the highest height, all underground space below our borders to the lowest depth, all directly or indirectly, fully or partially, publicly funded facilities contained within airspace or underground space above or below our borders. All directly or indirectly, fully or partially, publicly funded above and below ground facilities, including but not limited to all military or paramilitary installations, operations, test sites, storage facilities and contents thereof, machinery, equipment supplies, firearms, all weapons, including but not limited to smart, nuclear, biological, and bacteriological, which are within, around, near, under, above our national borders, including any and all weapons of mass destruction within, around, without, above, below, and in proximity to our national borders. Any type of weapon that could pose any threat to our national borders or threaten our military or civilian personnel or our people at any location, domestically or internationally. Ammunition, supplies, uranium-enriched weapons, and all related equipment and supplies, atomic and nuclear weapons, and all related equipment and supplies, all experimental weapons and related equipment and supplies, HARP, parentheses, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, close parentheses, and all related facilities, equipment and supplies, bulk storage for any and all fuels, water or food, all aircraft, ships, boats, watercraft, submarines, undersea craft, land craft, subterranean craft, and machinery, submersible craft, space probes, airships, dirigibles, satellites, whether conventional, non-conventional, or experimental, terrestrial, extraterrestrial, or intergalactic, or any other type of navigable or non-navigable craft, all funds, trust, accounts of any source that are publicly or partially publicly funded, directly or indirectly, held by or on behalf of the United States Municipal Corporation or any subsidiary, corporation, partnership, contractor, or entity thereof, any type assets belonging in ownership or interest to the people of the Republic for the United States of America that is under the direction and control of the United States. This includes all directly or indirectly, fully or partially, publicly funded trusts, investment accounts and bank accounts, funds, CAFR funds, trade platforms, and private placement platforms for all experimental, secret and black projects, absolute ownership of all currencies, foreign and domestic, held or not held, electronic transfer and data for all banking transactions worldwide, and any banking infrastructure, banking access code numbers, PIN numbers, and any other public or private access code numbers to any and all bank accounts, funds, investment accounts, or any such thing of value, keys, combinations, access codes, passwords to any lockers or storage facilities, natural resources of any and all types, petrol dollars of any sort, precious metals of any sort, revenue from all liens and rents, military hardware, software and data for any installation, equipment, all military officers, all mother bonds and proceeds of any kind, enlisted and contract personnel, all assets of governmental departments, divisions, subdivisions, agencies and successors and assigns, including but not limited to hardware, appurtenances, furniture, licenses, hereditaments, appliances, fixtures, accoutrements, paraphernalia, software, data, and covert, overt, classified, unclassified, secret, public intellectual property. These funds and assets are to be surrendered to the Republic for the United States of America immediately, and are further ordered to cease and desist the use of any and all forms of credit of the people. All public leases, treaties, contracts, MOU, parentheses, memorandum of understanding, close parentheses, or any agreements of any kind, whether secret, private, or public, including or involving, but not limited to, oil, gas, coal, salt, limestone, gypsum, gravel, rock, granite, sand metals, gemstones, uranium, water, or natural resources of any kind must be renegotiated. Coastal areas, estuaries, marshes, marine habitats, and resources of any and all types. any and all assets purchased in full or in part, directly or indirectly, with public monies or credit. And we, the people, do hereby claim, accept, adopt, and assert jurisdiction and dominion over all the territorial and jurisdictional borders of the Republic for the United States of America, including all areas between the southern borders of Canada to the north and the northern border of Mexico to the south, the Atlantic Ocean to the east, the Pacific Ocean to the west, and 200 miles out to sea on all coasts, excluding territorial rights of other sovereign nations. Alaska and Hawaii have also requested and have been accepted to be included as equal, free and independent states and union, parentheses, republics, close parentheses. This will exclude some territories such as the District of Columbia as defined specifically in the portion of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, with respect to the section with which states, quote, over such district, parentheses, not exceeding 10 miles square, close parentheses, as may, by cession of particular states and acceptance of Congress, becoming a seat of the government of the United States, close parentheses, and some islands upon which foreign countries may have claims and or titles. These claims and or titles may be disputed at some future time. Proper lawful titles will be honored, but the Republic for the United States of America reserves the right to negotiate for a return of these holdings back to the possession of the Republic by honorable means of settlement with the holders. The Republic reserves the right to renegotiate any and all treaties made between the United States Municipal Corporation and any of its officials and foreign nations, entities, and powers that have any effect on property rights of the people of this Republic on all public, local, and private lands. Treaties affecting private land ownership may be negotiated on behalf of and only at the request of the people of the Republic for the United States of America, and we the people, duly bound by treaty obligations, do hereby order any and every court, agency, subsidiary, agent, contractor, or representative at all of the United States Municipal Corporation to deliver lawful remedy and resolution immediately on demand, as proclaimed, stated, and ordered herein, to the people through the Republic for the United States of America, elected and or appointed officials in order to facilitate peace between the people on the land, within the Republic for the United States, territorial and extraterritorial boundaries, and the corporate United States, territorial and extraterritorial boundaries, that is, the District of Columbia, until the reintegration process is completed. And we the people reserve the right to revise, amend, and extend all claims upon subsequent discovery. And we the people hereby serve notice upon the world that we have re-inhabited the de jure Republican form of government of the United States of America, and we treat, and being injured parties in interest, we proclaim conditions of forgiveness as follows. Except regarding those who are deemed to have irreconcilable differences or are deemed to be a potential threat to the Republic or the people, let unmerited forgiveness begin for those who have committed crimes against local peoples. Let them be forgiven. Let them go forth and sin no more. Let all principals and actors of the United States Municipal Corporation and all subsidiaries thereof at all who have committed crimes and other injustices against local peoples have safe harbor and sin no more. Let us all live in peace. However, any plan, action, public speech, writing, or communication by said principals or actors against we the people or our republic shall be a violation of these terms and shall be remedied by law. And we the people solicit the support of the United States military.
Was the audio going bad? I got a message from Representative Solwell.
It stopped.
Oh, we just stopped. Well, I just stopped it now, but I mean, before that, a little bit before that?
Sounded fine before it stopped.
It was fine? Okay. All right. I'll just restart it. There's not that much left. There's just going to be the very end, of course, and then testimony from President Geiger. So we'll get her started again.
And others, as ordered, to bring about peaceful reintegration and remedy for we the people and security for our republic. This ends the reading of the Proclamation of Claim and Interest.
Thank you, Gene. That was a long run. Okay, next, people have always wanted to know, how do we know they know? Our next will be the document delivery, how and when it occurred, by whom, and for that purpose, Interim President Jim Geiger will take the floor, followed by his message recorded, 3 minutes, regarding the Republic. President Geiger.
Thank you, Gene and Kelby, for reading this proclamation into the public record. The Proclamation of Claim and Interest of the Republic for the United States of America, dated 30 April 2012, was lawfully served to both the UPU and the International Court of Justice in May of 2012. I traveled to Europe with these documents, and I have firsthand knowledge and documentation of these deliveries. More importantly, as of today, the 6th of May, 2015, this historical document has been presented to the American people.
My fellow Americans, I'm here to tell you about the Republic, your Republic for the United States of America. In 2010, a miracle happened. Americans from all walks of life banded together and reclaimed our republic form of government. This is not to be confused with Republican, Democrat, or any other form of political party. Your Republic for the United States of America is already functioning in a lawful, interim, and parallel capacity. Lawful because it has been re-inhabited peacefully and lawfully. Interim because it's functioning in a limited capacity since the American people are not yet represented in mass and because permanent elections have not yet been held. Parallel because it has not replaced the corporate United States but is functioning alongside the current government structure. This was lawfully accomplished in order to restore our rights, our liberties, and our freedoms as Americans. If you want more from your government, if you want to be truly free for the first time in your life, if you want your children to enjoy true freedom, then I'm asking you and everyone you know to embrace our long-lost liberties and support your republic. Imagine a country where most of your hard-earned money is yours to keep. Imagine seeing 2% inflation over the next 50 years, like it was when America was founded. Imagine your rights, freedoms, and privacy enforced and upheld in courts. Imagine if it was unlawful for anyone to profit from your private information without your written permission. The injustices we endure today are nearly endless. Imagine all of them gone. Imagine politicians actually answering to you. Yes, you heard me correctly. I said answering to you. Not just hearing your voice and ignoring it, but listening and acting on law, not personal agendas. Just imagine going to the polls and having your vote make a difference. Imagine your inherent rights being preserved by government, a government committed to protecting and defending our founding documents. Our founding fathers had a dream of being free, and I believe Americans are still yearning to be free today. You and I working together and turn that dream, our dream, into reality once again. I believe the American people have the courage to take back their freedom. So let's work together to make the world a better place to live. May God bless you and God bless America.
Uh,
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to introduce the Declaration of Sovereign Intent and the claim and interest of the Republic for the United States of America as now downloadable and viewable on our homepage. We placed a cover page picture on the left-hand side. You simply must click it. You have two options. You can view it right there on your screen, or you can use the download link right above the viewing where it says download link. We want to thank you guys for being on this call, and Bob, I'm going to yield to you to close.
Thank you, Kelby. That will close the call tonight. Thank you for all being here. Follow up, do your due diligence, understand all the documents are available to everyone. It's unrestricted and securitized so that they can't be altered and misappropriated and used in any way nefarious. Thank you for being on the call.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. We got through the Proclamation of Claim and Interest. And I just wanted to say that, as you probably know, that the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, the DSI, and the Proclamation, you can't print them, and they're right protected as well, as I was trying to tell you. And you get those on the member site or on the Republic for United States of America.org site, either one. So I also wanted to say that Representative Doug Reed is with us, but he's on my phone listening in right now because he couldn't get in. So, Representative Reed, are you present?
I am present. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Reed from the great state of Nebraska is present. So I got him marked down too. So that's great. I need to do a little bit of housekeeping here. We'll move on. Area code 602, please identify yourself. The last four is 7547.
Would this be me?
Nope, that's not you.
Okay.
No identifier for area code 602. If you're muted, please unmute yourself. All right, I have to get rid of you. Got rid of Representative Cox, too. Sorry about that, Representative Cox. Computer's a little slow tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we got the DSI done. I think it's interesting that they did it in such great detail, you know, naming, well, of course, talking about the 13th Amendment. They were also talking about underground tunnels and different life forms and all kinds of minerals. They're not taking it away from the people. They're taking it away from the ownership of the corporation. That's what this whole thing basically is about, and doing it lawfully and reclaiming it. So there's a lot of fanciful language, and there's a lot of detail in it. And with that said, I guess I should open the floor up for any comments, questions, or criticisms. So the floor is open if you want to talk about the DSI. The Proclamation of Claim and Interest, sorry.
Mr. Binder?
Yes, ma'am?
This is Eloise Alsup from the Arkansas Free State. Those laws at large you were talking about?
Yeah, statutes at large.
Yeah, why did they call them statute of at large instead of at, you know, what's the large have to do with it?
That means they're viable. Like they can be used. They're out in the open, and they codified it, and that's what they called statutes of large when they codified it after legislation's been done.
After they've been codified, okay.
Wondering. Codified version of
are
it.
Are we like going to start going? I'm sorry.
Northwest Ordinance is one stat 50. We know it basically as the Northwest Ordinance. It's like that.
Okay. Are we going to start going through those one at a time, or?
Some yes, some no. It depends on where we go. We're going to plan on going to the DSI next and all the exhibits. And there's a flag act in there that was done during when I was in the first Congress. It's pretty interesting. So, yep,
thank
we're
you.
Going to continue on. Yes, ma'am. You yield?
I yield the floor.
Okay, great. The floor is open for any other comments, questions, or criticisms, suggestions.
This is Representative Rosa Rasula from Maryland. I guess I'm just getting confused, or like the language that's being spoken in the terms as far as like galactic and off-world. Like, where is this information coming from that's been backed up?
Could you be a little more specific? I'm sorry, about what information now?
Like the terms galactic and off-world, like, where is this coming from, and like the language of it with, you know, where's the evidence of this? Because it seems to be something that's running rampant. So I'm curious.
I think they just wanted to cover all the bases and not leave anything out. And if they would have left out precious metals or precious gems or gold or silver or, you know, anything like that, I think they're just claiming it all. And if you notice, they're claiming the land from the deepest part underground to the highest part in the sky and everything in between. They're claiming everything. So they're leaving the corporation nothing, basically, is what they're doing, in my opinion. Does that answer your question?
It does. I mean, to me, these are the days of deception. So I'm just very cautious and... because, you know, Scientology is huge, and a lot of this stuff that's running rampant, and that is one area that they've really gone hard on, like galactic and off-world and all of that. So I just use a lot of caution with that. So that's why I was wondering where that language was coming from. Has it been researched? Because it seems to be every which way you turn. So that's, I just was looking for, I guess, an explanation as to why it was being written in.
I just think they're just covering the bases, and they're allowing the possibility for something to exist, because this was written in, was it 2015, 2014? It was written around that time, so we know a lot from then to now. We know a lot more, I think.
Okay, thank you. I yield.
You're welcome.
Any Mark, I had a question. This is Louisiana House Rep. Ethan Jordan.
Yes, sir, you have the floor.
That was Gene Hurtler that we were listening to, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Where did, I haven't heard that before. That, was that taken from the books, or was that something else?
That was a recording. Kelby did the DSI, and Gene did the Proclamation of Claim and Interest. And when they did that and they played it in its entirety, I think we had to sit through the whole thing, in one congressional call. They read it in the congressional record, and therefore it's in the congressional record, and I guess we're doing it again as well.
Okay.
And that is available on the Republic for the United States of America.org website. If you click on the Proclamation of Claim and Interest, I don't think there's a picture anymore like Bob Barnett was talking about. I think there's just the words on the left side of that page. You click on that, the video and audio. That's basically just the audio. The audio is there as well.
Thank you, sir. That's all I have. I yield.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yes, this is House Rep. Ron from Free State of Georgia.
Yes, sir. You have the floor. Yes.
Yes, I wanted to know when... Do you think that we will actually step up as the House, and what actually will we be doing? Because it seems like it's getting real close, and I'm just concerned that, you know, what will we be doing, and when will we get started?
Great question.
Yep. Well, in my opinion, we're warming the seats right now. We're interim. Yes. The elections will be by the people. Right now, we're just standing in the gap right now and doing what we can to get our state stood up. And, of course, there'll be also the state representatives as well. I mean, you know, at the state level, we're at the national level basically representing our state.
Yeah.
But they'll be, and they'll have to also, according to the population in the election, that's how many state representatives will be going to national, and there'll be also state representatives in the state houses as well, as the Senate and the Judicial Department and everything. They'll be state and kind of national both. So
okay,
we're building it. We're showing the military. The people are standing up, and we're occupying the seats so that they can say, well, look what we have here. We have a republic again. We don't want the de facto anymore. We'll take our civilian authority from the republic now. That's my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, another thing I was asking, because I was hearing that the republic has already stepped up. So I was concerned to, when they talk, are they talking about us? Because I didn't really know, because I've heard Trump say that too, and that republic has, and then you see the reports that's coming out now. And I was just wondering, you know,
I'm sorry. Are you done?
No, I'm good. I yield.
Okay. Well, I can just tell you this. I don't have any, you know, extended knowledge or anything into what you're asking. A lot of it's faith, and I've had faith since like 2011. Some of us have had faith, that kind of faith, since 2011 or so. To stand this republic up, because it's a lawful government that God has, and you know, if we're going to have a better world, it's going to need to happen kind of this way. So
right.
I've heard that there's a backup republic for that Trump has, and there's the republic that we are first in line for, because they serve the documents to the Hague, the World Court, and also the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the United Nations and the Postal Union, and I might have missed one other one. It's already all been served. It's there. We've stood it up. We just have to populate it now and continue on.
Okay.
Did that answer your question,
all right,
sir?
Yes, I yield. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other questions about the Proclamation of Claim and Interest? I posted some articles that this particular reading was talking about in the wire chat, and hopefully everybody's in the wire chat. If not, you can text me or email me, and I'll try to get you set up for the wire chat, because we have a House of Representatives, and of course you have your state chat should be on there as well. And I know some people have a Telegram chat, but if you want to, you know, ask questions or you want to present, you know, something, a document or whatever for us to look at, that'd probably be the best place to start doing that, as the Republic House call on wire, chat on wire. So if you want to get on there, let me know, and appreciate that. Anyone else for comments or questions on the Proclamation of Claim and Interest? No? All right. Looks like we're kind of running out of time. We could skip the Dr. Mosley teaching if you'd like tonight. Just let me know what you want to do. I can get one really quick and grab it. It's only 15 minutes. Or we can open the floor for other discussion besides the Proclamation of Claim and Interest. So just give me an idea what you want to do here.
Does Representative David Schmidt request the floor, please?
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Yep, thank you. I think we should postpone the recording on Dr. Mosley tonight. And
okay.
With that, I yield.
All right, that would be fine. Anyone else have an opinion on that?
This is Representative Robin Cox from North Dakota Free State requesting the floor. May I please?
Yes, ma'am. You have the floor. I'm sorry I cut you off. I didn't mean to. The computer was slow.
All right. Anyways, I agree with what Representative David Smith said, and I'm also in favor of of not doing it for tonight, but then just doing Dr. Mosley's teaching when we have the legislative call again.
Okay, that sounds great. You yield, ma'am?
Yes, I yield.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. I don't think we need to take a voice vote on that. We could just wait till next time for that. That works for everybody. All right, so I'll just open the floor up for anything that you would like to talk about, any discussion, whatever you have to bring. Could be about not limited to Republic documents, past Republic legislation, House rules and procedures, current events, or whatever truth you want to share with the House. So please remember that any documents that you want to read on the House floor in the future need to be sent to me so that I can send it out to the others and be approved. Otherwise, you're reading it into the House record, and we don't want to read anything nefarious or anything bad in the House record. So it could just be for general informational purpose. So the floor is open for anyone who would like to bring something forward to the House. So I just got to say that the certification of President Trump's election brings joy to my heart. I know he's the president, but I believe he's the transitional president that's going to bring our republic forward. And so that's what I have. The floor is open, and anyone would like to bring something forward?
Yes, nope. This is Scott Knowlton in Massachusetts.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
In talking with my state compatriots, I was told about something, the Hillsdale College Constitution 101 course. That's real. I'm taking it now. It's a really good course. It's free. You can just sign up and take it. It's got a lot of great information. I'm not a politician or really involved in the government, but this is a really good history. We had to read the volume one and volume two, but this is another perspective that I recommend to everyone. I yield.
Yes, sir. That's good information. It's good to know your constitution. They do definitely have some fanciful wording in there and skipping around a little bit to different sections, and it's good to know what it all means for sure. Does anyone else have anything to bring to the floor? All right. Well, hearing no further discussion, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn and reconvene for the next scheduled Republic House call.
This is Representative Robin Cox. I move that we adjourn for tonight and reconvene on Tuesday night, the 21st of January, 2025, at 8 p.m. Central Time. I yield.
This is Representative David Schmidt seconding the motion to adjourn, and I yield.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Everybody in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. Well, before we leave, would somebody like to close us in prayer before we?
I'd like to do that.
Before we adjourn and reconvene on Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m.
This is Representative Robin Cox.
Yes,
sorry. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this this legislative call session that we've had tonight. And we just thank you, Lord, that we were privileged to go over the Declaration of Claim and Intent tonight. And we're grateful for what we've learned. And, Lord, I ask that you would keep us safe, Lord. Keep all of the representatives and the senators safe, Lord. And I ask that you would fight for and defend Israel, Lord God. Protect your people wherever they are in the United States or wherever else they may be all over the world. Protect them from earthquake, hurricane, tornado, flooding, blizzard, snowstorm, or any other vile weather phenomenon, Lord. And I ask that you would provide for their needs, provide food and clothing, medicine, shelter, and whatever else they need to protect them from famine and pestilence also. You said in your word, and the plague shall not come nigh your dwelling, Lord. And I just claim that for each and every one of us, Lord. And we claim your protection. And, Lord, we just also wanted to let you know, sir, that we're grateful that you're giving our country another chance, a reprieve, Lord God. And, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, and we realize that without your help, we're not able to run this government, Lord. And so we need you to lead us, and we want you to be the center of this government and bring us back safely on the 21st of January, 2025. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Father. Well, good night, everybody. If you want to talk to me after the call, just hang on here, and I'll get you on wire or whatever you might need. And go in peace and serve the Lord. See you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.